Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz and very happy to have our guest here, who is the president of Liberty University. He's a lawyer. He's got a lot of God. Jerry Falwell Jr., who did appear today on Fox and Friends in
Congratulations on that great appearance, by the way, Jerry.
Yes. You can just call me JFJ is what I prefer to go by right now. And that was a it's a good show. It's good people. And we're getting a lot of really good information out there right now.
Jerry, one of the things that you said in that interview is that you believe that this is just essentially a political stunt, a way to keep Donald Trump from being reelected. Do you want to expand on that?
Well, I think when you look back historically, there's always a lot of these things that kind of come up out of nowhere in election years. And we've seen it from really far back in time and the potato famine, which was really not 1884. It was more of a potato flu than it was a famine. And there was flu that had come in with the potatoes. And, you know, that was a threat to it was in Ireland. There was the mainstream media at that time was really concerned about it coming to the U.S. And it was a flu and not a famine. And there was a lot of talk about Garfield and Cleveland. And this threat was really out there scaring people into trying to vote for the more liberal candidate, because the mainstream media and whatnot. And it just turned out that this flu, as with most flus, when you adjust and apply heat to them, they dissipate. And so that didn't get talked about. And that's why the potato with heat became the French fry. And so the potato famine was really nothing more than a flu that actually became something very good, the French fry.
I thought the potato famine was a shortage of potatoes.
That was more of a flu, if you will. It's a bit less of a famine. People say shortage. There was actually an abundance, and that's what Jesus can do, abundance. You start with one potato, you got 10 loaves of bread and fish.
And you somehow think that the potato famine relates to the coronavirus?
Well, I I think the media is the one out there pushing these things about, is it a potato? Is it a flu? Is it a virus? Was there a famine? Is there a black plague? Is Donald Trump involved? Is it the government conspiracy? There's a lot of things out there. There's a lot. It's hard to decipher. And one of the things that we like to do is pray on it at Liberty University. And so, you know, you look at the Spanish flu. It was Woodrow Wilson who had the open border policy. Boom, Spanish flu just comes walking right in, and no one ever talked about that. And it's not something that's been discussed a lot, but I can tell you this for a fact. That was another flu, and I think this one is a similar flu. I just think there's a lot of different, you know, things that are coming up here. There's been talks, and you brought it up, about the potatoes and whatnot. It's just a lot of different things going on. Here at Liberty, we have a way of combating this, whether it's a flu or a virus or how, we've got the ability to pray this away. We've got prayer groups. And let me tell you how this works. And we're specifically suited 100,000 people in online courses. We'd love for you to be part of our online course so you can stay home, get your schooling, and then stay away from any type of virus, or come on campus where we have prayer circles. And what you do is you stand in a circle, equidistance from each other, and you take your left hand, you reach into your neighbor's right pocket, you take your right hand, you reach into your neighbor's left pocket, and grab for cash, because one of the dirtiest things that you're going to find that's touched by more human hands and is just full of contagions is cash. take any cash that you have in those pockets, take them out, throw them into a wicker basket that's in the middle of the circle, and we've got special money washing machines there at Liberty that can wash away the contagions, and you don't have to deal with it anymore. So once it's been washed, we'll make sure it gets straight to God, and you'll be good. So that way, we are taking away the contagions. You're safe. The money's safe. God's blessed, and you just got a couple prayers in.
Well, you were set, quote us saying earlier,
Fred.
Yeah,
we actually have somebody else who's calling in refuting this. The great evangelical word and leader of our time, Jim Baker.
Let's hear what Jim has to say. He's getting sued, by the way, for hawking what they call a fake coronavirus cure. I'm curious what Mr. Baker has to say about that.
That's another example of fake news. The lawsuits, you can't sue divinity, is what it really boils down to. And for you to have Jerry Falwell Jr., whose father was a false prophet, he is a false prophet, and now he's telling you to give your money to him. It's foolery, I tell you. We've been around for a long time, and we know what to do with the money. God knows how to beat coronavirus, and he told me the secret, and it's my silver solution. And if it gets too far, we've discussed my food buckets that are ready to purchase at my website. They will get you through the most trying times. There's nothing to fear. And yeah, the one thing I agree with Jerry Falwell on is the president is taking the fall for all of this. That really is to blame the people to blame are obviously the gays. And from what I understand, Liberty University has a great influx of gays in recent years.
Oh, hold on a second. Now, I just pulled up something on a website. Allow me to read here for a second. James Orson Baker, this is off of Wikipedia, is an American televangelist, entrepreneur, and convicted fraudster. What? With his former wife, Tammy Faye, he hosted PTO Club, an evangelical Christian television program, and he developed Heritage USA, a now-defunct Christian theme park. Now, let me ask you something.
It's
a Christian theme park versus
a theme park.
Versus, they probably fell off your roller coasters. And this also, I didn't get to the second paragraph. A cover-up of hush money paid to church secretary Jessica Hahn for an alleged assault led to his resignation from the ministry. I'm not finished. You got even more links.
I
got a lot of links. There's a lot of links in here. Subsequent revelations of accounting fraud brought about felony charges, conviction, imprisonment, and divorce. Now, what does $279,000 mean to you, that number? I'll tell you what it means. That's the amount you paid in hush money. We could have taken that money, washed it clean of contagions, got it where it needed to go. And by the way, you are sitting here trying to sell these buckets of seeds and all this end-of-days stuff. There's not going to be an end-of-days. My man, G.O.D., is going to take care. He's already getting a wide receiver drafted into the draft, Antonio Golden, Gandy Golden. We're having a wide receiver draft in the NFL, and he's going to be clean and pure and simple. So
he
when he gets in there,
anything.
Lots of touchdowns. Who did you – let me ask you, did you get any athletes going to Heritage theme park that you had out there?
Randy Moss spent a summer working at my park. I'm looking at your Wikipedia page, and what do I see? Jerry Falwell Jr. kissed a man on the mouth.
That ain't true. That's somebody else put that in. It's probably Jimmy Swaggart put that in.
Wikipedia.
Jimmy Swaggart put that in.
And the end of days are coming because people like you say, "Oh, I don't need these food buckets." The great thing about my food buckets, and you can go to jimbaker.com to purchase, is they're filled with essential supplies, and when the bucket's empty, you've got a chair. to sit on in the apocalypse. You've got a toilet if you need one. There's lots of uses for these things, and you can use it to count ballots for the re-election of President Donald Trump. You can
Here's
use
what
it to
we've
put
got.
Money in.
Actual running water and toilets that flush. We don't have to have you poo in a bucket. A confidential 1985 Internal Revenue Service report found that $1.3 million in ministry funds were used for the baker's personal benefit. That's on Wikipedia under early investigations. Do you want me to go to sexual misconduct and resignation? Because I got a lot on there.
Sexual misconduct? I'll tell you of it. At Liberty University, you have running water to flush away the evidence of the homosexual activities that happen on your campus.
Hold on a second. Let me keep digging on this. See what else I got
Wikipedia
down here.
Wikipedia is a devil's lie. The Wikipedia
for fraud, conviction, and imprisonment.
Before Barack Obama.
Let me ask you something here. Have you even talked to Trump? I've got his Cash App. What is that? Cash App actually is Jerry Falwell, big money, and you can send it to me.
Venmo.
I've got a PayPal and a Cash App and a Venmo that also is direct
PayPal,
to the poor.
2014 or 2020? Listen, the president has anointed me as the minister of Jesus in this country, and you trying to get your money grubbing hands
you
into my blood.
You are more of the mainstream media trying to derail this whole thing and get the money siphoned in your own stuff. Let's get that real clear. I think it's real interesting that this kind of stuff, these bucket of sunflower seeds or whatever he's got, comes up in the election year. Has anyone asked a question about this? Next thing you're going to know, it's going to be bucket of potatoes. And you already
my
know what happened
buckets were available since 2018.
2018. Well, you know what happened in 1918? Spanish flu. Wow, 100 years later. Sounds very suspicious.
Listen, what I do know is this. There are people like, and Mr. Four, there's people in your town.
A sentence reduction hearing was held November 16th, and Baker's sentence was reduced to 8 years in prison. What
That's right,
prison?
Reduced.
Any good
it was reduced.
Stories?
It
Did
was
you ever
reduced.
Hold anyone's pocket? Did you ever
reduced.
Hold a pocket? What does tossed salad mean to you?
In
do they use jelly
the
still, or is it syrup?
Texas, where this program is being played, we all
this
know
ridiculous.
What's going on with Joel Osteen now?
What is going on with that guy?
Well, he's going to keep his church open so that people can keep coming in and praying.
Open? When God sent Hurricane Harvey to Houston for all your gays, he closed his church. And now when we need to keep people apart, he opens the doors.
Well, you'd know about closing because you had your little theme park, your theme park you had. My university is open. We've got money washing machines. We've got lots of hand sanitizer. We've got online courses. We've got running toilets, not buckets of seeds that you can poo in.
And gay sex!
What?
Well,
I can't do this anymore.
Well, thank you, Mr. Falwell, and Mr.
Fred,
Baker. Yeah. You know,
I've always shot you straight.
Well,
Jerry Falwell is a false prophet. His name might as well be Jerry Falswell.
Well, yeah, I probably agree with you there, Mr. Baker. But you know, he did have some very serious allegations against you that came straight from Wikipedia.
Everyone can edit their own Wikipedia page. You want me to read from yours?
Hey, I don't even pay attention to mine, so I can't help you.
Listen, I thank you for your time. Give your money. You got two choices. You can go to jimbaker.com or just donate to President Trump's reelection fund, and he will keep America great. And better yet, do both. Buy a food bucket. Buy the silver solution. It kills the corona.
Well, you know what? I think you should send me some of the Silver Solution just for having you on today, sir.
$99.99 is a low price, and it's basically our cost. That's all we ask. We've got to keep the lights on here, Fred.
Well, I got to tell you, you know, if you send it to me, I mean, I should get one for free because you'll keep radio alive and you can keep spreading your message.
Good luck with your coronavirus, sir. Good day.
Well, fine. Suck it, Jim Baker. All I wanted was some free silver. What the hell? Oh, well, we're going to go to break. I want to thank those guys for coming on. I'm not really sure, you know, why Jim Baker decided to call in, but happy he did. So, quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.